T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Do you hear what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said now?
Oh, what is it now?
Well, see, now you think, oh, why do I need to pay attention to this person? Because whenever she says something, the entire Democrat field must adopt it immediately because she said so. Am I wrong?
No, not at all.
She puts out a 6-page report. No figures whatsoever for how she's going to pay for it. Turns out weeks later, it's going to cost $50 to $90 trillion. And the Democrat Party, before they even see the cost estimates, is like, no, I'm doing it. Won't it wreck aviation?
Yeah,
but that's okay.
Would end flight as we know it.
Okay. And no one will ever have a steak again. But that's okay. I'm on. Because she said, all right, well, here's what she's saying now. Imagine this. Actually compared the fact that we detain illegal immigrants at all to the Holocaust, to concentration camps at the border. Take a listen.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border. And that is exactly what they are. The fact that concentration camps are now an institutionalized practice in the home of the free is extraordinarily disturbing.
No, she is disturbed.
Okay, because, you know, I remember how it was, you know, from being a student of history and all, you know, in the Holocaust, people were traveling hundreds, sometimes thousands of miles to break into the concentration camps.
Exactly. Yeah.
They totally were. Because they didn't.
No. Yeah, I mean, a complete ignorance of history. And there is no, you're definitely comparing apples to oranges here, and there is no comparison to the situation. It is exactly the reverse. You know, the concentration camps were when you had a government that was actively seeking out individuals within their country who were citizens and imprisoning them. That's what that concentration camp was. Good gosh.
I know. Killing them, turning them to dust.
And for the American media to let her get by with making these comments and not having the editorial sense to say this is completely inaccurate. What this woman is saying is completely false, because it is.
Well, what she's essentially saying is.
Because anytime Donald Trump says something, they will say, oh, he's lying about this. He's lying. The media will say this. In editorial content, with anything he does, I can show you Associated Press articles we get all the time back here in the newsroom. We have to edit because they have editorial comment going on about an action that the president is taking that they disagree with editorially and stick it into the news. And why in the world can't the American media stand up to this woman and say, this is false, it is not true, you are making an incorrect comparison here? I've just about had it with this.
I guess she would say, well, you know, because a couple of people whose parents have bought them against their better judgment have died before we could save them. Nobody was trying to save people in the concentration camps.
No.
It wasn't like they really tried to save the... It wasn't like the Jews tried to break into the concentration camps, and some of them were sick from their long walk, you know, wanting to be in there so bad. And some of them did die, but they tried really hard to save them. That's not what happened. I mean, and the reason they do this on the left is because they're advancing the ball down the field. They know that the majority of people disagree with them, and I'm about to prove it with another poll. And so they want to make it so, well, okay, you can't... This, if you agree with even stopping people at the border and asking them who they are before they come into our country, then you are in league with Hitler and you're like, you know, into concentration camps. You support that. Oh, not me. I don't want to lose my job. I better not say anything. This is how they operate.
Yep.
But again, look at what's going on here, because New York just legalized driver's licenses, right? Blue state. Okay. 13th state for illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses. So that's really popular there, right? No. Siena College, that's a liberal polling organization, revealed that the majority of New York voters, 53%, oppose the plan. The left is ramming this down the throat of many on the left.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. This is what you get.
So here, I mean, and here's the thing. Only 40% support the plan. This is blue New York, okay? When they asked New York City voters, 46%, I mean, you can't get much more liberal than New York City. 46% of New York City voters say they support it. 42% oppose it. What about Democrats? 40% opposed. Now, Democrats are nuts. That still means a majority support. What? Look at this. Okay, even among Democrats, 4 in 10 Democrat voters oppose the plan, 53% support. I mean, so they're not just ramming this down our throats and telling us to shut up. We're xenophobes and Nazis. When they say this stuff, they're talking to their own voters.
Mm-hmm.
Self-described Democrats. Not all of them, but, man, you want to keep knocking 40% of Democrat voters in the teeth and telling them they're racist xenophobes?
Go right ahead.
Go for it.
Yeah.
See how that is going to work out for you. And I brought up the Taylor Swift video. I mean, it is horrific to watch that video. It's supposed to be a great gay pride video, and it's got a lot of obviously gay and transgender people in it. Okay, fine. Whatever. It's America. But what's offensive about it is the video does not dwell on the accomplishments for Pride Month of gay people.
No.
It is about denigrating people who are not on board with the agenda that gets more radical and insane every day. And their point, I mean, they are shown as a bunch of gap tooth. They look like Neanderthals.
Yeah.
They're wearing red, white, and blue T-shirts, and they're standing in front of, you know, what appear to be really run-down trailer homes.
Can't spell on their signs.
Yeah, no, they can't spell on their signs. So if you look at the video and go frame by frame, more time is spent mocking people who don't agree with Taylor Swift and the Democrat agenda than is spent on gay pride.
Now, and what is the title of that? What is just need to calm down, or isn't that
it? Yeah, just calm down.
Well,
what
you know,
is it?
The thing is, it is the left that needs to calm down, because it's not the right that is rioting in the streets. It is not the right that is making up stories about assaults that were being done by people because of their political beliefs or because of their sexual orientation. That's not what's going on. It is not the right that is making claims about whether or not the earth is going to be here in another 12 years because of climate change. The calming down needs to be on the left. That's where the calming needs to happen.
And here's the thing. You're not alone on this. Chris Matthews just said this. I mean, suppose you're a person and you, I mean, you're not wild about Trump, right? You think he's too mean on Twitter or whatever. You're not wild about him. But I mean, if you're going to oppose him, here's what you got to accept is going to happen in this country. We're going to have abortion up to the moment of birth, and you're going to pay for it. We're going to have completely open borders when we know Ebola and ISIS is coming across those borders. We're not going to stop and ask anybody. We don't care who they are. We don't care even if they kill people. You're going to accept that. You got to go to the polls in order to reject Trump and accept that. And this is what Chris Matthews on, of all places, MSLSD was slick to crazy. He was the only one not on LSD yesterday. When he said this, he's worried about it.
They've been looked down at. A friend of mine once said people don't like, he talked to us about relationships with men and women. He said people don't mind being used, but they mind being discarded.
Yeah,
and the Democrats have a lot of people out there who feel discarded by them. And they're not too happy about it.
Well, Chris, last week MSNBC.
And by the way, don't look at, people look down their nose. It's one thing to disagree about abortion rights. We all have our own personal views and nuances, by the way. A lot of nuances on that fight. But don't make fun of the other side. Don't make fun of the pro-life people. Don't think they're lowbrows because they're not as sophisticated as you are. I think there's a lot of that attitude that creeps into the vote. Oh, not only disagree with me, they look down on me for caring about life. Oh, I get it. I'm not one of them. I know that. And that's the attitude. Look, Trump played the life vote brilliantly in Pennsylvania last time. He'll probably do it again. You got to be careful about whose feelings you are definitely hurting.
Yeah.
Again, Siena Poll, liberal polling firm. Mm-hmm. They act like everybody's on their side. And if you're not on their side with giving licenses to illegal immigrants, then you're a xenophobe. Well, I'm sorry. It's 40% of their voters in New York who are self-identified Democrats who disagree with that. And you're expecting moderates to swallow it? Okay. This is what's going to make this a fascinating election, because the price, you may not like Trump, but the price of voting for somebody else is really, really, really high. It is a complete change in our moral system. You have to discard your moral values. Oh, by the way, you know how like Pennsylvania is highly Catholic?
Yes.
And I was stunned. I have never in all my life as a Catholic, many decades, I won't tell you how many, ever seen my church ever take a political position. I've never seen it. in terms of telling you how to vote. Just does not happen. The archbishops are out again, saying that voting for anybody who supports abortion is a mortal sin. So you got two options. You can either not vote. If you can't vote for Trump, you could just not vote. But you can't vote for the Democrat. Mortal sin on your soul. You die, you go to hell. I mean, that for to Catholics, that's huge. That's not a venial sin. You can get away with that. You die with a mortal sin on your soul, you will burn in hell. Like, don't get a, I mean, don't get a, you know, in a car wreck on the way home from the polls. They've never done it before. They're doing it again. I don't know how Trump gets the church to do this. I still don't understand it, but it's happening again. And I'm telling you, to Catholics, you may not believe that's fine, but Catholics believe that. And they're doing this in the purple swing states. So don't think this is over yet. This is about, I mean, this is going to be the ultimate moral election about the direction of this country. And it's going to be very interesting to see what side people choose.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up at 8:37, Must Hear Radio. If you are publicly labeled as a white supremacist, an agent of hate, by one of the largest corporations in America, could you get a job? Could you keep your job? Could you keep your business? Would you even be able to safely leave your home when the mob came for you? Wait till you hear this coming up at 8:37. This is exactly what Facebook is doing, destroying lives. But here's the catch. You're thinking, I'm not on Facebook. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Facebook moving its hate label agenda off of Facebook. They will come for you whether you're on Facebook or not. But this is getting, this is becoming terrifying. Nobody should have this kind of power. I'll explain coming up. All right, meanwhile, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says that if you detain illegal immigrants at all, doesn't matter who they are, that's like concentration camps. I'm sorry, where are the ovens? That was the purpose of the concentration camps. You'd keep you around for a while, use your labor to run the camp until they could kill you. Concentration camps, that's what this is. That's what we're doing on the border. We should just let everybody in. All of them. We should not even stop anybody. Well, folks, when you look at what's going on our border, I mean, do you realize this? This was, this, and I meant to get to this last week, but it's a big deal, so I got to get to it. Senator David Perdue out of Georgia correctly described the sheer size of the Democrat cartel drug trafficking organization. It's drug and human trafficking. So they bring in the sex slaves, some of them children, but nobody cares. The drug trafficking from Mexico into the United States and the human trafficking brings in more money than what Walmart makes in a year. If you think about this, this is right. What are we looking at? 1.2 million people through. $5,000 to $7,000 a pop, doesn't count the drugs or the sex trafficking. He put the money at about $700 billion. Even Senator Dianne Feinstein admitted at the hearing that the drug trade into the U.S. by the cartels alone is valued at anywhere from $426 to $652 billion a year. This is Senator Perdue. These are the people we cannot stop, folks, because that would be like a concentration camp.
Or to have a chair of the House Intel Committee think that he's knowingly speaking on a phone to a foreign...
Oh, I hit the wrong one. I'm sorry.
The cartels are really still the problem. And right now, this week in my state alone in Georgia, we'll lose 40 people to drug overdose. 40 people this week. You know the numbers. At half a trillion dollars, $500 billion, that makes the cartel business and the drug traffic just in Mexico alone coming across the United States bigger than Walmart. to put it in perspective. So this is larger than our largest companies. And on the human scale, just this month, we'll give the cartels over $1 billion. They'll earn $1 billion just from the human traffic coming through the southern border, just in the stipend, the $5,000, $8,000 fee that they charge out. I was just down at the southern border a few weeks ago. I don't patrol with our CBP, and Mr. Secretary, I can tell you they are the best that we have. They are doing a fantastic job. They're just overwhelmed. 140,000 people this week. My question is this. If a cartel was sending a cruise missile into Dallas, Texas, and killing 70,000 people, I think our response would be just a little less measured than it is today.
Bingo. But she wants it. Casey Cortez, she wants to stop. You can't question anybody. Senator Mazie Geronimo explained it. This should be treated like a traffic stop. You just give them a ticket. They don't come back to the station. You just let them in. Just walk right in. Bring the sex slaves. If they're underage, that's okay. And the drugs. And whoever. Bring Ebola. Bring ISIS. And we'll all be one big happy family. It's going to be awesome.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You gotta wonder when somebody's gonna stop Facebook. This is incredible. Just the ability to ruin lives. Facebook's process to label you a hate agent has now been leaked to the public by Breitbart News during a real service. It's part of the reason Facebook throttles Breitbart, because there's real news in it. It's by a source within the social media giant. The document's called Hate Agent Policy Review. Now think as I read this to you. What if you were labeled a hate agent? What would it do to your life? What would it do to your employability? It would absolutely, utterly destroy it. It essentially would mean you were shunned from society. Like something out of a Big Brother novel. But we'll get to that in a minute. Now, if you're thinking, I'm not even on Facebook, doesn't matter. These policies apply on and off Facebook, even if you've never opened an account. Document entitled Hate Agent Policy Review outlines a series of signals that Facebook uses to determine if somebody ought to be characterized as a hate agent and banned from the platform. Those signals include a wide range of, get this, on and off platform behavior. If you praise the wrong individual, God forbid interview them, or appear at events alongside them, Facebook may secretly categorize you as a hate agent. Facebook may also categorize you as a hate agent if you self-identify with or advocate for any designated hateful ideology, or if you associate with a designated hate entity. One of those hate entities is Tommy Robinson, who's been a critic of mass Muslim migration to the UK, specifically the sex rings of groomed UK girls by Muslim men. Tommy Robinson speaks factually about that. But speaking factually about Islam and the things Muslims do in the UK is banned. So it doesn't mean he's inaccurate. He's correct. One of the times he was arrested, he was standing outside a trial of Muslim men who were running teenage underage girls in a prostitution ring to serve Muslim men. And he was arrested for criticizing the proceeds inside. So you can't, I mean, Tommy Robinson tells too much truth. You cannot have him in your post. You can't associate with him. You can't interview him. You can't do any of that. People who display tattoos of hate symbols or hate slogans. The problem with that, it's now their list of hate symbols has now come to include a cartoon frog and the OK hand sign, which as far as anybody knew, just, you know, in recent years was OK. Facebook will also categorize you as a hate agent for possession of hate paraphernalia, although the document does not define what that is. But you want to bet it's guns. Now, the document also says Facebook will categorize you as a hate agent for, quote, statements made in private, but later made public. And of course, Facebook holds vast amounts of information on what you say in public and in private, as we saw with the Daily Beast doxing story. The platform will publicize private information on their users to assist the media in hit jobs on regular American citizens. Breitbart News has already covered some of the individuals that Facebook placed on its list of potential hate agents. Paul Joseph Watson was eventually categorized as hateful, not for anything he said or did. I've been watching his videos for years. He's not a racist. For years, he isn't. He's not a racist. But he was banned from the platform because he made the mistake of praising Tommy Robinson and interviewing him on his YouTube channel. Tommy Robinson isn't a racist. And again, this is a guy who was last arrested in the UK for standing outside the trial of Muslim pedophiles and accurately reporting what was going on inside. And the reason he used the Muslim angle was because they'd used their religion to justify it and in their defense in court. It was fair game, or it used to be. Paul Joseph Watson praised Tommy Robinson and interviewed him on his YouTube channel. Gone. Who else has been on the hate list? Star conservative pundit Candace Owens. She later had her account reinstated after the public uproar. By the way, Candace Owens is black. And conservative author and terrorism expert Bridget Gabriel. Muslim. Were on the list, as were British politicians Carl Benjamin and Anne-Marie Waters. These are elected politicians. Facebook may categorize you as a hate agent merely for speaking, listen to this, neutrally about individuals and organizations that the social network considers hateful. So if you post an InfoWars piece and you don't condemn it, you could be a hate agent. Now listen to this. Facebook divides hate speech into three tiers depending on severity, and considers attacks on a person's immigration status. So if you point out somebody is an illegal immigrant accurately, that's hate speech. It doesn't matter if you do it on or off the platform. It doesn't matter if you've never had an account on a platform. They're tracking it. That's terrifying. And the reason they want to keep a file on you is in case anybody were to, you know, post something that's, you know, positive about you, be seen in a picture with you, that kind of thing. Here's how hate speech, both on and off Facebook, will be categorized by the platform. Individual has made public statements or statements made in private and later made public using tier 1, 2, or 3 hate speech or slurs. And again, that includes accurately identifying as an illegal immigrant as an illegal immigrant. Even if that person is a rapist, a murderer, doesn't matter. Drunk driver who's killed somebody. You will be a hate agent if you participate in 3 instances in 1 statement or appearance, or 5 instances in multiple statements or appearances over 1 month. So if you're covering how an illegal immigrant killed your mama, and you're writing about it on Facebook, or God forbid, off of Facebook, man, you are a hate agent. You should just shut up and take it. Now, here's the question. The problem is that after Facebook labels you a hate agent, you're not only wiped off of most other social media platforms, they're beginning to take your bank accounts. Laura Loomer talked about what that was like. Here's her life now. And here's the thing, folks. What this means is, if you decide to speak out, you are deciding to be a conservative journalist. You're deciding you may never work again in America. Here's Laura Loomer's story.
You feel
she was banned.
Moralized. Where am I going to work? Who's going to hire me? I mean, I can't go into the real world and just get a regular job. I can't do that because the left has, you know, created this narrative that I'm a Nazi, that I'm a white supremacist. And anybody in the real world, if I were to say, I don't want to be Laura Loomer, the conservative journalist, I want to be Laura Loomer, a regular person, I could not live in regular society because the left has depersoned me the same way that they have depersoned Alex Jones and Roger Stone and Milo Yiannopoulos and many others.
Yep. She was called a Nazi and a white supremacist. She's Jewish, by the way. Her offense? Being the first to criticize Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitism. Ilhan Omar, by the way, still has a Twitter account. But they do this cross-platform. She was busted off of Facebook, too. And I got to ask a question. If they're taking... They took her PayPal account. They took her ability to monetize her business, which was based on her speech. How long before they take your ability to get medical care? You just get turned down. How long before your Amazon refrigerator says you can't access your groceries because you think wrong? You're on the hate agent list. And you're not even on Facebook. Just wait, folks. This is why would he collect this many documents on people if he didn't intend to use it this way? By the way, you know who did this? Who was this thorough? The Stasi in East Germany.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You see this? Trump supporters lining up over 36 hours early for the president's Orlando rally. 100,000 signed up to get tickets. Only 20,000 are available. People literally, they're tailgating. I've never seen this before for a political figure. What about Joe Biden? Oh, 85 showed up last week to his Iowa rally. 85. Didn't even fill the place. But he's totally beating Trump by 10 points. He totally is. McLaughlin, Trump's actual pollster, said the problem is that the mainstream media and their pollsters are still using the same methodology that they used in 2016. And that Trump voters are so hostile to the establishment, they won't even answer the polls when they are reached. And it's become a real problem in polling that you almost have to back into finding out support about Trump. You cannot hit them with it at the beginning because they'll dive out of the poll. Is that you? So what's the truth? Is Trump down? Is Trump up? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. I mean, you got Chris Matthews warning that if the Democrats don't get it together, Trump's going to win. You've got George Will, who used to be a Republican, now he's just a wacko, warning that the Democrats for sure are going to win 2020. I don't think anybody knows. I genuinely don't think anybody, I don't even think it's measurable. It depends on who comes out. It does. But when you see that kind of enthusiasm for Trump, you know, in a purple state, in Orlando, in Florida, in the place you want to be. Joe brings out 85, but he's got the momentum. Maybe. Maybe. We'll see. The question is there a tsunami out there to defeat Trump that is just as motivated as the people standing in line for 3 days, tailgating and waiting to see the president? I don't know. Interesting. This is interesting, too. This is from The Hill. Biden holds a big lead nationally, but 77% list themselves as likely to change their minds. What? While Biden has a big lead at this moment, his support appears to be soft. 77% of likely Democrat voters say they could still change their minds. You know what that scares me? You know who really scares me? I don't know about you. Biden doesn't scare me. We'll beat Biden. But once the left gets a look at his mouth and his record, I mean, they're not, it's just, trust me, he's a wacko. Pete Buttigieg scares me. He's got all his mental faculties. Biden does not. Biden's his own worst enemy. I mean, Biden makes Trump's tactics look tame. And the thing with the difference between Biden and Trump will say something crazy as part of a strategy. Sometimes they fail, sometimes they don't. Biden just says crazy stuff. It just comes out of his mouth. Pete Buttigieg raised $7 million last month, big haul. He's only at 7%. New national survey shows Biden at 32, Bernie Sanders at 15, Warren at 13, horizontal Harris at 12, and Buttigieg at 7%. No other candidate has more than 2% support. Folks, this will change.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.